Dwayne, thanks a lot for joining us. What is happening in Alamogordo? I understand that you are continuing the series on the Atomic Age. Could you tell us a little bit more about that and what you have in store?
Yes, we're on our third part of a four-part series that is talking about the Atomic Age and the Trinity site that's north of Alamogordo, where they tested the first atomic bomb. This installation is talking about three eyewitness accounts of when the detonation of the atomic bomb occurred on July 16th, 1945. One of the individuals was actually guarding the gadget, as they called it back then, for the Manhattan Project on the Trinity site, and he was sitting on top of it to make sure nothing was sabotaged prior to the test. And then there are two other people who give their account of where they were at and what they saw when it happened. One gentleman was sleeping at the time. He was a sheep herder, and he was actually thrown off of his cot that he was sleeping on. And then he talks about how his friend had to go after and try to locate his horse that was spooked and ran into the mountains.
That sounds really interesting because you're getting different perspectives. Was that really one thing that you had planned as you were coming up with this series?
It was. The series is being written by Holloman Air Force Base 49th Wing Public Affairs Office. Arlen Ponder is the one who's writing it, and he's going into the archives of the museum, not only on the base, but he's also talking to White Sands Missile Range historian out there. So he's drawing from a lot of the documented history of it, and some of them he's actually talked to people who are still around that experienced the Trinity site test.
Now, today, across the country, people are remembering 9/11. Alamogordo has some things lined up as well. What exactly is planned? I know that Alamogordo has a connection to this event. Could you share with us a little bit about that and what sort of events are in store to remember 9/11?
Yes, today, the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center is being remembered in Alamogordo, not only at the New Mexico Museum of Space History at 7:30 this morning. They started their United We Stand, Never Forget 9/11 stair climb at the museum, and people registered earlier today and climbed the stairs in remembrance of all of the first responders. Also, Alamogordo has a connection to the 9/11 terrorist attack with retired Alamogordo Department of Public Safety Commander Lieutenant Al Mershon. He retired and he went to work as a flight attendant for United Airlines. And he was on flight 175 from Boston to Los Angeles. And that was the flight that hit the second tower on September 11, 2001. So they will be remembering Al, and all first responders will be getting together and having a parade, which starts later today at 5:30, and that starts at the corner of Indian Wells Road and Juniper Avenue, and then we'll go up to Scenic and then to Scenic and up to the museum, and then they will have a memorial ceremony where various people will talk about 9/11. Al Mershon will be remembered as well with a little tribute to him. We also have a gentleman here in town that was actually in New York at the time. He was a firefighter, and that is Archie Knumund. He will be part of that as well.
Dwayne, thank you so much for updating us on what's happening in and around Alamogordo, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.